So today is the day when Srila Prabhupada stepped into America, and that's how, because of Srila Prabhupada's divine appearance in the West, Krishna consciousness actually came out of India and spread all over the world. Actually, in the history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, this day is a very, very significant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself predicted that the holy name would spread in Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself predicted that this Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world in every town and village. Although Mahaprabhu preached only in India, but he wanted that this Krishna consciousness would spread. And it is by his divine desire that Srila Prabhupada came to the West and established and propagated Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu's divine arrangement is to deliver all the conditioned souls of this age of Kali. Although it's a very, very degraded age, and in this age religiosity, dharma, is practically lost. This is the age of adharma or irreligiosity. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Savior, has made the arrangement to deliver everybody. And he came and established this Krishna consciousness movement, which is the most sublime means of going back to Godhead. And not only going back to Godhead, but this is the sublime means to attain the highest region of the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, the topmost region is Goloka, Golok Vrindavan and Golok Navadvip. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to attract people to this topmost region of the spiritual sky. Although people are very, very degraded in this age, very fallen, but by the divine arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everybody is getting a chance to go back to the topmost region of the spiritual sky. He laid the foundation of this Krishna consciousness movement, and then he sent galores of acharyas, and finally came the most brilliant of all the spiritual personalities, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And it is by Srila Prabhupada's earnest endeavor and his endless, ceaseless effort that Krishna consciousness has so wonderfully spread all over the world. And this day is the day when Srila Prabhupada first arrived in the United States, when Prabhupada stepped into the land of USA in Boston. So I will just read from Prabhupada's Lilamrita, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita by Satyarup Maharaj, and the way Prabhupada arrived in America. Mm-hmm. translation of the poem that Srila Prabhupada wrote on his voyage in Jaladuta. This poem was a prayer to Lord Krishna, and it is filled with Prabhupada's devotional confidence in the mission that he had undertaken on behalf of his spiritual master. An English translation of this of the opening stanzas follows. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. He is the great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada, although he went to establish Krishna consciousness to the West, although Srila Prabhupada was personally sent by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here we can see that Srila Prabhupada is offering all the credits to his spiritual master, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga. Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world, in all the cities, towns and villages on the earth, from all the oceans, seas, rivers and streams. Everywhere, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna. Although Prabhupada did not yet arrive in America, but here we can see that Prabhupada could foresee that Krishna consciousness will spread all over the world. First, Prabhupada knew that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction that the holy name of Krishna the Krishna's holy name will spread in every town and village all over the world. At the same time, Prabhupada also knew that a pure devotee's desire is not going to go in vain. Srila Prabhupada considered that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur desired that Krishna consciousness should spread in every town and village. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is a pure devotee of Krishna. So a pure devotee's desire is going to be fulfilled by Krishna's divine arrangement. And Prabhupada knew that if he just followed the instructions of his spiritual master, then everything will happen by Krishna's divine arrangement. So from this we can see that the secret of spiritual success lies in following the instructions of the previous acharyas, following the instructions of the spiritual masters. And if we do that, then Krishna fulfills our desire. Krishna fulfills the desires of the previous acharyas through our endeavor. If we have full confidence in their words, and if we sincerely act with full conviction, then by Krishna's mercy, by Radha Gopinath's mercy, it will happen. As the first mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions, a flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. When all the sinful, miserable living entities become happy, the Vaishnava's desire is then fulfilled. A Vaishnava simply desires that let everyone become delivered. Vaishnavas do not care for their own deliverance. Vaishnavas' only concern is to deliver others. Vasudev Datta, he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that please give me all the sins of all the fallen souls of this age and let me go to hell taking their sins and you please deliver them. So this is the mood of a Vaishnava. They would undertake, they would accept any amount of sin, any amount of misfortune, they are prepared to take any amount of trouble and distress just for the sake of delivering others. And here we can see that Prabhupada is praying that let Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. Let Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy spread all over the world and let everybody become delivered. Because that is the only desire of a Vaishnava. That is the desire of the Vaishnava. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. So this is the mood of a devotee. A devotee never feels that he is qualified. A devotee simply feels that he is absolutely unqualified and he simply depends upon the mercy of his spiritual master. And this mood has been so wonderfully manifested in this stanza. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission. Actually, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered Srila Prabhupada during their first meeting in 1922 in Calcutta. In the very first meeting, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness, to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. And at that time, since that time, Srila Prabhupada took up that instruction as the only mission of his life. And from that time onwards, Prabhupada was trying to fulfill that mission of his spiritual master. And finally, after 43 years, finally 43 years after Srila Prabhupada went to America, he got the instruction in 22 and Prabhupada went to America in 65. And we can see that all this while Srila Prabhupada was actually preparing himself to accomplish that mission of the spiritual master. Soon after receiving that instruction, Prabhupada gave up his job. Prabhupada was very well situated. Prabhupada, at the age of 26, he was the manager of a big pharmaceutical company. Prabhupada was getting so much money, which was literally unthinkable for people at that time. Prabhupada was getting 600 rupees at that time every month. And those days, 600 rupees was something like $6,000 today. And he was getting, he was very, very well off. He was very promising young man. At a very young age, he was the manager of this big pharmaceutical company. But Prabhupada resigned from his job because he felt that if he is in his service, then his time, if he is employed by somebody, then his time belongs to somebody else. And he could not act, he could not do whatever he himself actually wanted to do. And all Srila Prabhupada wanted to do at that time was to take up the mission of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world as his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, instructed him. And actually since then, Srila Prabhupada's family life was completely devastated. He was married, he also had a child, but when he quit his job, it was very difficult for his wife, because since then on, Prabhupada's life was a big struggle. Prabhupada gave up a very nice job of an company executive, and usually the wives do want to have a comfortable, easy life, but here Prabhupada sacrificed that. And Prabhupada had his mission, but his wife could not understand that. And Prabhupada wanted to set himself up in a business, but the business was not very successful. And also mainly because Prabhupada was not really so much interested in business and making money. Prabhupada's only concern was to spread Krishna consciousness. So what a sacrifice Srila Prabhupada made, simply because of the instruction of his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, from the very first meeting, took up the mission of his spiritual master as his life and soul. And at the same time, Prabhupada is feeling completely unqualified. Although he struggled all his life, and finally he was coming to America, but Prabhupada is feeling that he is completely unqualified. But because his spiritual master wanted him to do it, he just dared to take up that risk. Although it's an enormous job, although it was literally trying to accomplish the impossible, but Srila Prabhupada accepted that risk. Prabhupada dared to take up that risk because his spiritual master wanted it. And he knew that because his spiritual master wanted it, it is bound to happen. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. The poem ends, "Today that remembrance of you came to me in a very nice way. Because I have a great longing, I call to you. I am your eternal servant, and therefore I desire your association so much. O Lord Krishna, except for you, there is no means of success." In the same straightforward, factual manner in which he had noted the date, the weather, and his state of health, he now described his helpless dependence on his companion, Lord Krishna, and his absorption in the ecstasy of separation from Krishna. He described the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple, and he praised his own spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, quote, "by whose strong desire the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout all the countries of the Western world," unquote. He plainly stated that his spiritual master had ordered him to accomplish this mission of worldwide Krishna consciousness, and feeling unworthy, he prayed to Lord Krishna for strength. The last verses give an unexpected confidential glimpse into Srila Prabhupada's direct relationship with Lord Krishna. Prabhupada called Krishna as his dear friend and longed for the joy of again wandering in the fields of Braja. This memory of Krishna, he wrote, came because of a great desire to serve the Lord. Externally, Srila Prabhupada was experiencing great inconvenience. He had been aboard a ship for a month and had suffered heart attacks and repeated seasickness. Moreover, even if he were to recover from these difficulties, his arrival in America would undoubtedly bring many more difficulties. But remembering the desire of his spiritual master, taking strength from his reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and revealing his mind in his prayer to Lord Krishna, Prabhupada remained confident. After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth Pier at 5:30 a.m. on September 17, 1965. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York City. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on a pierfront warehouse. The grey waterfront down revealed the ships in the harbor. A conglomeration of lobster stands and drab buildings and rising in the distance, the Boston skyline. Prabhupada had to pass through U.S. immigration and customs in Boston. His visa allowed him a 3-month stay, and an official stamped to it indicating his expected date of departure. Captain Pandya invited Prabhupada to take a walk into Boston, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across a footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office buildings, bars, towdery bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada briefly observed the city, but the most significant thing about his short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he had now set foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Pier, he wrote another Bengali poem entitled Markine Bhagavad Dharma, Teaching Krishna Consciousness in America. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship that day are as follows. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now, you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudev Krishna. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know that your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I'll be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy of your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Otherwise, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure, as you like. O spiritual master of all the world, I can simply repeat your message. So, if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. O Lord, I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, on board the ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th September 1965. He was now in America. He was in a major American city, rich with billions, populated with millions, and determined to stay the way it was. Prabhupada saw Boston from the viewpoint of a pure devotee of Krishna. He saw the hellish city life, people dedicated to the illusion of material happiness. All his dedication and training moved him to give these people the transcendental knowledge and saving grace of Krishna consciousness. Yet he was feeling weak, lowly, and unable to help them on his own. He was but an insignificant beggar with no money. He had barely survived the two heart attacks at sea. He spoke a different language. He dressed strangely. Yet he had come to tell people to give up meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling, and to teach them to worship Lord Krishna, who to them was a mythical Hindu god. What would he be able to accomplish? Helplessly, he spoke his heart directly to God. Quote, I wish that you may deliver them. I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them. Unquote. And for convincing them, you trust in power of God's holy name and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This transcendental sound would clean away desire for material enjoyment from their hearts and awaken loving service to Krishna. On the streets of Boston, Prabhupada was aware of the power of ignorance and passion that dominated the city. But he had faith in the transcendental process. He was tiny, but God was infinite. And God was Krishna, his dear friend. So, it's very wonderfully described by Srila Satsarup Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada went to America, a pure devotee. Actually, this is the first time a pure devotee of Krishna came to the West. Usually, Krishna appears in the land of Dharma, in the land of Bharatvarsha, where religiosity prevails, and Krishna's devotees appear also, or rather used to appear, in the land of Bharatvarsha. But In the age of Kali, everything turned topsy-turvy. The land of Dharma, India, undoubtedly has become very much covered by ignorance and passion. And by the mercy of a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, the other countries that are actually situated in the mode of passion and ignorance, those countries are turning into Vaikuntha, turning into the lands of Krishna consciousness. Those countries are embracing the process of Krishna consciousness and producing innumerable devotees of Krishna, and as the time goes by, more and more devotees will come forward to join this movement. So we can see that in this age of Kali, the lands that were the lands of adharma, the lands of mode of passion and ignorance, are becoming Krishna conscious, and devotees, people, by coming in contact with a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and his movement, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, they are also developing the qualities of a pure devotee. Actually, a pure devotee is like a touchstone. A touchstone can convert any metal into gold. So a pure devotee can convert anybody into a pure devotee, provided they follow his instruction. There is a little difference between this example of touchstone and gold, a touchstone and base metal. Like the touchstone, as soon as it touches the base metal, it turns into gold. But actually, a pure devotee is like a touchstone. A touchstone can convert any metal into gold. So a pure devotee can convert anybody into a pure devotee, provided they follow his instruction. There is a little difference between this example of touchstone and gold, a touchstone and base metal. Like the touchstone, as soon as it touches the base metal, it turns into gold. But when a living entity comes in contact with a pure devotee, he has a choice whether he is going to follow him or not. And if he follows him, if he follows his instructions, then he also becomes purified of all material contamination. That is the difference between an inert object and a conscious being. A conscious being has his, a conscious human being has his independent choice. He can either accept or not. He can reject. So if he accepts the instructions of a pure devotee, if he follows the instructions of a pure devotee, then he becomes purified also. But if he doesn't, then he cannot. So we can see that many people came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and they had a chance to get purified. Lavamatra sadhu sange sarvasiddhi hai. And just by a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can get purified. But in spite of getting Srila Prabhupada's association, many of them did not accept this process of Krishna consciousness. So but those who did, those who accepted the process of Krishna consciousness, those who accepted the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, they are making advancement, and they will make advancement, and in due course of time they also will become purified. And Prabhupada planted the seed of Krishna consciousness in the West in the form of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This ISKCON is the tree that is spreading all over the world and will spread all over the world and allow people to go back to the spiritual sky just by giving the shelter of Krishna's mercy, giving the shelter to the conditioned souls. And this is the most wonderful benediction of Srila Prabhupada to this world, Prabhupada's ISKCON and his books. Srila Prabhupada has written volumes of books translating and analyzing and explaining the Krishna conscious philosophy from the original Vedic literatures, and especially his Bhaktivedanta purport makes everything very easy for anyone, no matter how degraded, how foolish and how ignorant one may be. Srila Prabhupada's books are so wonderful that anybody can grasp the meaning of Krishna consciousness through those books. Srila Prabhupada often used to claim that these books will be the law books for 10,000 years. And it's actually a very, very important consideration, because the teachings of Srila Prabhupada are in these books, and whatever Srila Prabhupada had to say has been retained in these books. And as long as we take shelter of these books, we will remain safely situated on this process of path of Krishna consciousness. We have seen in the past, due to lack of such written documents, a deviation takes place from the original teachings of the preceptors. Like Christianity today is in a mess because there is no written document, and they do not realize the importance of the words of the saint, prophet. Jesus' teachings have been distorted according to their own convenience. So that's why Srila Prabhupada very emphatically pointed out that there should not be any change in his books. Just as it is, just the way Srila Prabhupada presented them, they should be kept just as they are. Because Prabhupada could foresee that unscrupulous and less intelligent people may tamper his teachings in future. So he just wanted his Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to preserve his writings just as they are. And if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books, we will be fixed up in the path of Krishna consciousness. It is the most wonderful benediction of Srila Prabhupada. Also in Mahaprabhu's movement we have seen, because of lack of literatures, or not lack of literatures, but because of lack of publications and distribution of the literatures, very soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Krishna consciousness was literally destroyed. Everything literally fell apart. and a whole bunch of sahajiyas, the unscrupulous people, deviant people, established their mental concoctions in the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so well known at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so well respected that everybody accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these unscrupulous people, in order to get some recognition for their philosophy, they included, or they presented as if that philosophy is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is how all the upper sampradayas started. They had nothing to do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They had nothing to do with the teachings of the Goswamis. They were a bunch of animals. But they are actually even worse than animals. They dragged the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu down to wherever they were. So, perceiving all these, Srila Prabhupada made it very, very clear to everyone, and he was emphatic about this fact that there should not be any deviation from his instruction. His books are the basis, and his books should be accepted just as they are, and his followers must follow him through his books, and no one should ever change what he wrote in his books. So Srila Prabhupada made all the arrangements. Srila Prabhupada could literally see 10,000 years ahead of him, and Prabhupada made the arrangements for these 10,000 years. Srila Prabhupada made this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gave a specific way to manage this society, and as the basis of all his teachings, he gave the books, and in his books he made everything very, very clear. Even a child can understand what Srila Prabhupada meant and what these Vedic literatures are actually propagating. So it has been made easy for everyone. Prabhupada could see that the people in the age of Kali will become very degraded, they will become very foolish, very ignorant, and they will be unscrupulous, they will be mischievous, they will be very deviant. There is a possibility of distorting everything. So that's why Prabhupada very emphatically secured everything for future, secured Krishna consciousness in the most wonderful way for 10,000 years. And we all are very fortunate to be a part of this most wonderful spiritual organization. We are very fortunate to be linked up to the most wonderful spiritual family. And if we remain properly situated in this family, in this organization of ISKCON, then by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Krishna consciousness will spread all over the world without any doubt. Srila Prabhupada made all the arrangements, and now we simply have to fulfill our duty, our duties. Every single member in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has a specific role to play. And in this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, whatever role one plays, that is absolutely important role, because that's a spiritual role, and there is no such discrimination of big and small in this organization. In this organization, whoever sincerely serves Srila Prabhupada will be recognized by Krishna. And that is the most important consideration. And as devotees, we should be simply willing to render our service, no matter how insignificant that may be. And if we do, then Krishna consciousness will spread all over the world. Our International Society for Krishna Consciousness will become the most wonderful spiritual organization all over the world. This process of Krishna consciousness will become the only recognized religion all over the world. And every thoughtful, intelligent, sane person will become a part of this organization, part of this society. So everybody wants to be a part of something great. And if we practice what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to, if we practice Srila Prabhupada's instruction, if we act according to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, then this Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world without any doubt. And when ISKCON society spreads all over the world, becomes recognized by everybody around the world, then as members of this society, we become glorified. If ISKCON is great, and if we become a part of ISKCON even as a sweeper, then we will also feel great. We will also be recognized as someone who is great. But if ISKCON become, if ISKCON falls apart, then, but we become some big, we try to become something big, then what is the use of that? First of all, we will not succeed in becoming great or becoming big if we sever our relationship with ISKCON. If we leave ISKCON, then there is no room for any success at all. There is no possibility of any success at all. We have seen many so-called big leaders separated. They left ISKCON and tried to set up their counter-organization, counter-society, counter-movement. They wanted to start another ISKCON. They thought from the ruins of Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada revived ISKCON. And now they think that from the ruins of ISKCON, they are going to create something. But little do they realize that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON is still alive and ISKCON will remain alive for 10,000 years to give protection to all the fallen conditioned souls in order to take them back to Godhead, to Golok Vrindavan. So, today is a very, very special day that Srila Prabhupada arrived in the West, and because of that, we all have been saved. Because Srila Prabhupada came to the West, every one of us has been saved. Had Prabhupada not have come, we cannot even imagine what would have happened to us. Although I was born in India, but still, if I know that if Prabhupada did not come and if Prabhupada did not establish Krishna consciousness in the form of ISKCON and brought ISKCON back to India from the West, I couldn't have joined this movement. I wouldn't have been a part of this movement. But Srila Prabhupada's transcendental arrangement is as such that he is delivering the most fallen people of this most degraded. Any personal motivation and avoiding all kinds of internal conflicts. Actually, this movement is death. Literally, this movement means death of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is designed to destroy the influence of Kali. So, this is the age of Kali, and this movement is meant for destroying the influence of Kali. So Kali would try his best to destroy this movement. And Kali tries to influence people by means of meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. Now, the members of this movement, the members of this society, do not indulge in those activities. So Kali cannot actually influence the members of this society by these very obvious means. So Kali tries other means, being unsuccessful, to allure and mislead the members of this society through meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. Kali tries to influence them by other means. And the most deadly weapon of Kali actually is quarrel. So when Kali fails, then Kali tries to Kali uses his most deadly weapon, quarrel. And Kali makes people, Kali will try to make the devotees of this movement to fight with each other. Kali will try to spread his influence inside this movement through quarrel. And if we become victims of that influence of Kali, then there will be a great danger to our society. We have seen in the past that Gauriya Math has been destroyed by that weapon of Kali. Nothing could actually destroy Gauriya Math. But because of their internal conflicts, they became destroyed. They fell apart, and Gauriya Math literally fell apart into pieces. And from the ruins of Gauriya Math, Srila Prabhupada revived ISKCON. And we have to be very careful not to be victims of that influence of Kali. So we should always avoid our internal conflicts. We should, whenever there is a fight or whenever there is a possibility of disagreements, we must remind ourselves that there is Kali. Kali is trying to influence us by his evil influence to destroy Srila Prabhupada's movement. And that's why Prabhupada's most important instruction was, your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate with each other. So if we really love Srila Prabhupada, then we have to cooperate with each other. And cooperation means sacrificing our personal interests. Cooperation means tolerating others to work together for a greater cause. So for the sake of Srila Prabhupada, we must learn to cooperate with each other. There may be differences, but we must understand that our main concern, our only goal actually, is to please Srila Prabhupada by spreading Krishna consciousness. And all the differences, all the disagreements, we can put aside for accomplishing that goal. After all, what do we have to gain? We all have come to join this movement, sacrificing everything. We gave up our families, we gave up our prospects of making money, we gave up when we joined, we did not come here to fulfill any of our material desires. So we came to offer everything to Srila Prabhupada. So why, after joining the movement, we should develop any anartha, any unwanted things? Why should we aspire for dhanam, janam, and Sundarim. We should simply desire to serve Srila Prabhupada by serving this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we have to learn to embrace each other with all our love and trust, thinking that everybody in this movement is a devotee. Everybody in this movement joined to dedicate himself to propagate this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And if we really love Srila Prabhupada, we have to display this mood because of as a expression of our love to Srila Prabhupada. We have to learn to embrace everybody in this movement and even outside this movement. And that is how this Krishna consciousness movement is going to take over this world. This movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been designed to take over this world. And we do not take over by fighting, by war, but we conquer, or we are going to conquer this world by spreading our love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this age of Kali with a weapon. Krishna always comes with a weapon or weapons. When Krishna comes, he comes with his weapons to annihilate the demons. In two hands, Hari Narayan holds disc and mace. And though the disc and mace is designed to destroy the demons. And with two other hands, he holds a conch shell and lotus. And they are to protect his devotees. Now, when Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with one weapon. And what is that weapon? Sango Pangastra Parshadam. Sango means his own associates, Upango, his associates' associates, and Parshad, his associates, and Astro. Weapon. Mahaprabhu appeared with a weapon. And what is that weapon? That weapon is love. Mahaprabhu is killing the demons in this age by his love. And as the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we also must conquer this world, conquer all the demoniac influences in this world through this weapon of love. Prema namo mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate. This Krishna prema, love of Godhead, Krishna consciousness, is the most powerful weapon to destroy the demoniac influences of this age. So instead of fighting with each other, we must learn to love each other, become friends with each other. If we really love Krishna, then let that love reflect on other devotees in the form of friendship. Let our love for Krishna become manifest in the form of friendship towards other devotees and compassion towards the innocent. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila